Hi everyone, and welcome to a brand new series, Southern Solitude. I will be your host for today's episode, and I'm delighted to tell you that we have the chance to welcome Carla, a well-known psychologist, and Chloe, philologist from Harvard. And today, we will be discussing The Heart is a Lonely Hunter by Carlson McCullers, focusing on Chapter 1, Part 1. So the first question for you, Chloe, can you summarize what happens in Chapter 1, Part 1?
So in this part, we meet John Singer and Sparrow Antonopoulos, two deaf-mute men who live together. Singer is calm and responsible, while Antonopoulos is childish and often causes trouble. Singer takes care of him, but Antonopoulos behaves badly in public. In the end, Antonopoulos is sent away to an asylum, leaving Singer alone. He then moves out of their shared apartment, he moves to the boarding house of the Kellys, and starts going to the New York Cafe every night to have dinner.
You mentioned a few places, but which are the main ones?
The main ones are the apartment Singer and Antonopoulos share, the Kellys house that he moves to at the end of the chapter, and the New York Cafe that will become a central place of the story.
Who are the main characters introduced in this section?
The two main characters are John Singer and Spyros Antonopoulos. They are very different, but they live together and have a strong connection.
And for you, Carla, from a more psychological perspective, how would you describe Singer?
Singer seems calm and kind, but emotionally he is very independent. He builds his whole life around Antonopoulos, which shows he may feel very lonely inside.
How would you describe their relationship?
Well, their relationship is unbalanced. Singer is very devoted and caring, but Antonopoulos does not give the same attention back. Singer depends on him more than Antonopoulos depends on Singer.
And is their relationship healthy?
No, it is not healthy. We could almost say that it's a toxic relationship. It is one-sided. Singer gives a lot but receives very little in return. This creates emotional imbalance. And the fact that they are glued to each other every single day make it impossible to have a social life. Therefore, they insulate themselves from the outside world.
What important event happened to Antonopoulos?
Antonopoulos gets sick. Once he has recovered, he starts acting weird and tries to deviate the law. He pees on the street, he hits people and goes to numerous trials in only 2 months. To stop him from causing more trouble, his cousin decides to commit him to an asylum.
Why is this event important?
It's important because Singer loses the person he is closest to. This moment creates a big change and leads to a profound loneliness.
What does Antonopoulos' behavior tell us?
It shows he is impulsive and not fully aware of his actions. He behaves like a child and don't understand the consequences.
What themes can we already see in this part?
We can see themes like loneliness, isolation, and the need for connection. Even though they are together, there is still a lack of true understanding.
How does this part show the idea of loneliness?
It shows that loneliness is not just only being alone physically. Singer is emotionally alone because the person he depends on cannot truly understand him. And his condition as a deaf mute makes it harder for him to communicate.
So this was our last question. Thank you to Carla and Chloe for their presence. We hope you had a great time and that you will start reading this book. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Afternoon Tea Book Club with Listening In on a Lonely Town, the podcast where we discuss books we've read while sharing our thoughts over an afternoon cup of tea.
I'm Aline.
And I'm Mira.
And in each episode, we talk about a book that caught our attention and share our interpretations, questions, and personal reactions. And today, we're discussing the prodigious first novel by Carlson McCullers called The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
More specifically, we'll focus on chapter 2 of the first part of the novel.
As we go through the chapter, we'll explain what happens while also sharing our opinions about the characters and events.
And since we're still at the beginning of the story, we'll ask questions and make a few predictions about what might happen later.
With what happens at the beginning of the chapter.
Before we jump into the events of the chapter, it's interesting to look at the narrative perspective. The story is told by an omniscient narrator, which means the narrator seems to know everything about the characters and their thoughts.
Yes, but even though the narrator is omniscient, in this chapter the perspective focuses a lot on Biff Brannon, an important character we'll mention later.
So the chapter starts when John Singer leaves the asylum after his friend Antonopoulos is taken away. He moves to a small town and rents a room. One thing I noticed immediately is how quiet and observant he is.
I agree. The narration almost feels distant. Singer watches everything around him but doesn't say much. The text even describes him as someone who sat quietly and watched the people around him.
Do you think that makes him mysterious or maybe just lonely?
I think both. Because he's mute, people might assume he doesn't understand them. But actually, he seems very aware of everything happening. That could make him a really interesting character later. Soon after arriving, Singer begins spending time at the New York Cafe, which is run by Biff. He has a habit of observing his customers and has quite a reserved character.
Biff is interesting because he seems very observant too, almost like Singer. He notices people's behavior and quietly judges them.
Right, and the cafe itself feels like a social center where different types of people come together.
I think Biff might become very important later, because he seems to be someone who watches everything that happens in town.
I think so too. He almost feels like a silent witness to everyone's lives.
Then something very dramatic happens. He encounters a drunk man in overalls who refuses to pay for his expenses and sleeps at the cafe. This man, known as Jake Blount, is a radical and strange man with complex ideas.
He immediately starts arguing up and shouting about politics and injustice.
He's described as loud and intense, almost the opposite of Singer. At one point, he keeps talking for a long time while Singer just listens. What were your first impressions of this scene?
That moment is really interesting, because Blount seems desperate to be heard. Even though Singer can't talk, Blount still speaks to him for almost an hour.
It's probably because Singer looks like someone who truly listens, and Blount feels misunderstood by everyone else.
Another character introduced in this chapter is Mikkeli, a young 12-year-old girl living nearby.
I found her really interesting. She's curious, energetic, and spends time exploring the neighborhood.
Yes, and she watches Singer as he moves into the house. It feels like Mik is intrigued and curious about Singer's personality, and is fascinated by the way he makes her feel understood without having to pronounce a single word.
Do you think she might become friends with him later?
Maybe. She seems like someone who is searching for something bigger, like music or ideas beyond her small town life.
Another important moment is when Blount gets into trouble and the police have to calm him down.
Yes, and it shows how tense the town can be. Blount talks a lot about injustice and inequality, which suggests there are deeper social issues.
There's also a reference to racial segregation in the town, which hints that the novel might explore social conflicts in the American South.
Exactly. And since we're only in chapter 2, it feels like these tensions might become even more important later in the story.
Something I found really interesting is that several characters seem drawn to Singer even though he barely speaks.
Yes, it's almost like they project their own thoughts into him.
That might explain a line in the novel suggesting that people feel comfortable talking to him because he seems understanding.
Which raises an interesting question. Do they actually understand Singer, or are they just imagining that he understands them?
So overall, this chapter introduces several key characters and sets up the social environment of the town.
And it also shows a common theme. Many of the characters seem isolated or misunderstood, even when surrounded by people.
Which connects perfectly to the title, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
Exactly. We're excited to see how these relationships develop in the rest of the novel.
Thank you for listening and
see you next time in the Afternoon Tea Book Club.